Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Burt Breer with my friend Trenny Kuznarek on Early Edition, NBC Sports Boston, a favorite of Stiz. Stiz loves to watch that program.
Oh, it's awesome.
He used to think the coolest thing I did in life was appear on that program. He was like, that's so cool. You're on TV.
Yeah, what happened?
It is cool.
And I have to work till 6, and I can't make it there in time to do that program anymore.
It's the same for me.
It's cutting to my finances, if we're being honest.
I mean, that's when you and I, we've done a couple shows together.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot, but a couple, and always enjoyed those.
Yeah.
And Trini's excellent at that job. She got her own opinion. She's good at facilitating, and I'm not going to lie. I kind of, Burt Breer. Big fan of him. Like we used to do pregame shows together and post, and to watch him work his phone after a game. I mean, it's literally like we're doing the Patriots post game, and Andy Reid's texting him, and you know, Kyle Shanahan's texting him, and it was like, it's
what those guys do. The Schefters, cool, the Crap Sheets,
yep.
The Breers, they work the phones. So he describes sort of the way things went down. Apparently, the one question I would ask Bert if he were on. Well, the one question I'd ask Stiz is, what was that noise that was just in my headphone? You rewinding something in there?
We're workshopping Take Tuesday on the fly. Sorry.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's a good sound for Take Tuesday. Perfect.
I know what your question's going to be.
My question is, how do you know he was truthful with Mike Vrabel?
Although, yeah. Or that he got the message.
Yeah,
What was the message?
I feel like Bert was being very optimistic there, maybe even bordering on naive. Like, I don't know exactly what happened on that boat. I don't think Bert knows exactly, and Vrabel can't know exactly what happened on that boat. He now knows whatever Diggs fessed up to, right, or acknowledged or said what happened on that boat. So I thought that was interesting. And then, yeah, get the message. What does that mean? For how long?
Yeah.
To what end? Because
yep.
Stiz keeps me updated on the Diggs offset back and forth, which
that's
seems like it's
Stiz.
Turning.
Got a little crazy the other day.
Yeah.
Stiz, that, can you share a little bit? You sent one of the tweets that Offset sent to Stephon Diggs, and it just feels... It feels more than theater. This feels like serious stuff to me.
This feels like the rap world. What Biggie and those guys, like where people end up having issues.
Yeah, this could potentially go down a, you know, scary, dangerous road. But for anyone that didn't see it, Offset tweeted the other day. I'm just going to quote what he tweeted. Now, when somebody dies for playing with my son, they're going to call me the crash out. I don't care how I look. Trolling with my kids will end bad.
So do you know what precipitated that? Like, Diggs is hanging out with his
kids. Well, like I told you, Offset believes that Cardi cheated on him with Stephon Diggs while she was pregnant.
Ew, and that was like an unborn child?
Yeah, that was like a big thing. And, you know, like I said, Cardi and Offset have had a toxic relationship for years. He was cheating on her everywhere, and then she started doing it to him, and it was with Stephon, and it's just nasty. And, you know, I don't know where Stephon Diggs is from, but Offset, I think, is like from the streets. So
Dan Ball knows.
Dan Ball?
I would like to add that Cardi also said that God told her to date Stefon Diggs recently.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm with the person that I'm with now because sometimes, I don't know, like, I just feel like God would tell me to give him a chance, which is so weird. So maybe she listens to your same Bible podcast.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
You can interpret the Bible really any way you need to interpret it to fit your current situation.
Apparently.
Hey, Stiz, real quick. Cardi B or Kylie?
Come on, Ted. You know dumb, it's dumb Team
question.
Cardi over
dumb
here.
Question.
Buddy.
Yeah, Cardi B, all the way. To me,
wait. What's your answer?
Cardi.
Okay.
Stiz on that. I've played with guys that have had off the field stuff, and you know who I'm talking about. We won't say his name, but came to work and like balled out in practice,
yep,
and was a borderline Hall of Famer. Yet you heard all these stories, like what was going on off the field, and you just go, how does he come to work every day? Like there's no. And there are guys that are compartmentalize that and come to work every day. I couldn't do that. I don't know. Stefon Diggs is in a special category. I mean, if you look at his behavior, my guess is that then all of a sudden he's become who he is now. He's probably – there's stories out there that, you know, he's kind of has these types of behaviors, but he still balls out,
yep,
when it's time. And the only thing you worry about is if they start losing, he loses interest. That's the kind of where, you know, his mind starts thinking off season as opposed to finishing the season strong. That's what I would worry about.
I also worry that he, like Stiz is alluding to, is now playing on a different level with Cardi B and Offset and the drama maybe being escalated. I go back to the Vikings teammates, that question, who would you not let your sister date? And they all said Stefon Diggs. Yeah. So clearly, yeah, he had some sort of reputation, but now it's a very public, red carpet, he's in the tabloids type reputation, and I just wonder, does that take more time, energy? Does that more, like, is that more of a distraction?
For most humans, yes.
Yeah.
For most people, you can't not let that impact how you go to work every day.
Right, right. Like, if I have Offset threatening me, I'm scared. Not going to lie to you, I'm scared. Yeah. I don't know if he's just not scared because he's in that world and that's just what they do. They beef, they back and forth, whatever. But, I mean, I don't want to make this comparison because it's a leap of a comparison, but this was part of the tale of Aaron Hernandez. Remember, like, you should get a flop house. I'm scared. Trade me to the West Coast. Get me out of this environment.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of the road, if you believe this Stiz drama that he's following on social media. That's kind of the road Diggs is going down with Offset. Like, this could be something where he starts to look over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, oh, are there people coming to get me?
I don't know how he doesn't, but that's I agree. But your overall point for this segment was just kind of, are there a lot of issues piling up? You know, people will talk about, you know, just the integrating Elliott Wolf with Ryan Cowden. So is that an obstacle that they got to overcome? The Steph Diggs situation, integrating Josh McDaniels into this offense with other, you know, Thomas Brown, the passing game coordinator. Not having Terrell Williams, the defensive coordinator here, because of health problems. Are these big issues, small issues, nothing to really look at like Tom Curran thinks, or do you think this is a prelude to maybe what might potentially come?
I think they are varying size or degree issues. And this is some of my, you know, hesitancy to jump on sort of the positive bandwagon of they're a 10-win team. Like Tom just said, well, everything's supposed to be smooth sailing. So, Mike, go out there. You get an easy schedule, especially at home. Mike, go out there and win 10 games. I don't see this team in that mode right now. I think, like, the Steph Diggs one is a perfect example. It seems like it's over until it isn't, right? Because guess what's going to happen? Next week, they have mandatory minicamp. We'll be down there on Monday, by the way. We'll be broadcasting from Gillette 2 to 6, but we'll also be there at practice to watch. So we'll report back. But next week, after they finish that, pretty soon they're going to be sending the players off, right? For that, I know Parcells used to hate this time, that time when you stick by your phone and wonder what the hell are these idiots doing.
I would say the time after minicamp and before training camp is where the majority of guys get in trouble.
So that's when we may find out if Steph Diggs really did get the message and if Steph Diggs is fine. And he's not the only one. You know, there was another little, I'm not going to say kerfuffle, a minor little social media blip last week. I don't know if you saw it. Swinson, the pass rusher out of LSU that they drafted. He had a thing where he said, you know, what I'm going to do with my contract, I'm going to redo my mom's house. I'm going to go buy the Lamborghini, Diablo, whatever I'm going to do. And people were like adding these up and like, dude, you're only taking home like $700,000 as a late round rookie. You're going to be bankrupt soon if you actually think. And
he'd be like most of the guys.
Right.
I mean, the majority of guys think like him and end up bankrupt.
And so the majority of guys are immature. The majority of guys, if you give them a month away from the team, or even just look at the University of Georgia, that's had all those incidents with driving and racing and traffic violations, including tragic ones that resulted in the deaths of people. These are those things that can happen. So, yeah, this new football team with this new culture, it sounds great. Let's see how it plays out in the month of July and into training camp. Because once you get them back in camp, at least then you have some sort of authority over them. You see them. They're around all the time. So, yeah, that's an issue. I think Drake May in the offense is just an issue. Until it proves it's not an issue, I have no idea what this offense. Like Josh McDaniels said, he doesn't know what it's going to be. Because guess what? If they only have slot receivers, they're going to be a limited offense. If they only have Diggs and Chisholm and Mac Hollins running around out there, aren't they going to be kind of easy to defend? Aren't you going to have a lot of defenses playing really tight to the line of scrimmage and no one's worried about the Ty Law said it last year. No one on that offense scares me. Who am I worried running by me and making plays? Nobody. If they're the same kind of offense,
Diggs, yeah.
That's tough to – and we'll see. See how healthy he is. Because right now, if he's at 70, 80% out there, that's great. How long does it take him to get to 90, 95, 100%?
So ideally, for a highly functioning offense, you have three elements. You have the running game to kind of keep defensive honest and not play too high safeties. You need the middle of the field, and you need the deep game to open things up.
Yep.
So ideally, you have all three of those elements. The deep game has not been part of this offense for a long time. The running game is, it's there, but it's not hugely hasn't been impactful. Hopefully, Travion Henderson has that. But, the middle of the field needs to get more focused on, other than just the tight ends. And the slot receiver position has been Josh McDaniels, kind of one of his best things that he's ever developed. Was the quarterback and the slot receiver working together.
Yep, and it's worked throughout this system, even predates him sort of with Charlie and then working it Troy does. Brown, who, we talk about you being born too early or too late. I think Troy Brown was born too early. I think if Troy Brown had been born a little bit later and played his whole career with Tom Brady, I think Troy Brown might be getting ready to go in Canton. I am a big Troy Brown fan.
When he played 35 years? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying if he had gotten 12 years with Tom Brady, I think we're talking about a guy who has, 15,000 yards receiving in the NFL, touchdowns, big plays. That slot receiver and Chisholm is apparently the next great white hope or whatever you want to hype there, you want to call it. We got some phone calls lining up, 617-779-7937, and I love it. Both calls are related to one person, Stiz. He needs his attention, he needs his love, and he needs maybe a little pushback. So we'll start with Franco and Lynn, who has more on Stiz's favorite topic, Diggs versus Offset. What's up, Franco?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know the reason why Offset made those threats towards Stephon Diggs was because Stephon Diggs recently got his hair braided, and Cardi B allowed their son to basically copy that same hairstyle. So that's why Offset is all, mad about that. And honestly, I feel like this could probably end bad, with this drama going on.
Thanks for the call, Franco.
It seems reasonable.
God, I would be livid. Well, if my kid's mom is dating a new guy and then I send my son over there and he comes back with the new guy's haircut,
absolutely.
Oh, it's on.
Does it the fact that she's been calling him out for being a deadbeat dad make a difference?
It's just all piling on.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't really any there's a lot of ugly divorces out there and kids and Ted, you don't need to make faces. We'll just move right along past that, Ted.
Ugly kids.
But this one just happens to include two celebrities and social media and people like Stiz following play-by-play on social media that adds a layer to it.
Stiz. Unfortunately, we see this a lot with domestic. When there are domestic issues, that's when things tend to get violent.
And we all think
involved and jealousy.
We wouldn't
and rage.
Do it, but I always say I don't know what I would or wouldn't do. Like in that situation, your kid comes home with the other dude's haircut or he comes, and tempers. There's a reason it's crimes of passion, because when you kind of redline and go from zero to hot and all of a sudden you don't know what you're seeing and doing.
If I'm Vrabel, part of me would want to have a talk about just that. It's like there's just a Do you want that out there? Do you want one of your players having a public beef, which is there's a lot of emotions. You get divorced. This guy's around your kids now, but you aren't. You know, it's like, dude, tap down the fervor.
We now have a rapper threatening murder against a Patriots player.
I'll be honest. I don't have that goes kind of under the radar like it's been.
If this were me running a team and I knew all of this, and let's just say this happened 6 months ago and I knew this coming into, do we want to sign Stephon Diggs? I would probably not. I would like, we don't need that. Our wide receiver room is a mess. Chris Curtis said this the other day. Like, he was brought into a rudderless room where there's just chaos and no leaders and young guys not developing. And he's the veteran, quote-unquote, presence. Like, I don't think I would have brought him in if I knew there was this to go along with the knee and the other bat and the way he deals with quarterbacks. And he's, you know, a tough mouth to feed. I think I would have just moved on.
The counter is, did you see him working with the young guys, Jalen Polk, during OTAs when he's here this
felt
week?
A bit theatrical to me. I think that whole appearance was theatrical.
Some would say that's kind of when he's here and he's present that he's fully engaged.
But when he's not, he's with Cardi B getting chased by Offset. Yep. Like, movies are made about stuff like this, documentaries.
Can Vrabel go to him and say, hey, listen,
no.
Why don't we put the relationship on pause for a little bit? We're paying you millions of dollars to play football.
You can't say that, Stiz, but you can say, can you just not make your tweets public? Because he went back and Offset tweeted him, and so he tweets back with the catching the pass, right? And so he's kind of he's thumbing his nose at it. He's
fanning
kinda,
the flames.
He's flaming the
flames. You can't
flames.
Tell him
fanning the flames
not to have a relationship or whatever, but Vrabel kind of did that. The first day he was asked about it, when he said, we want our guys to make good decisions off the field, on the field. Like, that was his way of saying, like, can we smarten up a little bit? Can we not be doing all this dumb stuff? But, yeah, you can't tell a man, a grown man, that you can't date a woman.
UNC would have done that by now.
Okay, there you go. But Braves, Cardi
B. How dare you, Daniel?
She's so fun, man. I mean, how do you do handle that? I don't know.
617-779-7937. And then another Stiz related call. Jake and Ludlow, love the subject line. Stiz is stupid. Do tell, Jake.
Oh. All right, I got a couple things. I saw the same thing that guy was talking about the braids that Diggs and Cardi B's kid had.
Yep.
It's like I saw the picture of the post is literally the same exact braids. So if I was Offset, I'd be pretty pissed too to be playing around with my kid like that. But anyways, I just want to talk about something you guys talked about in your 3-point stance about the coaching. I don't think you can specifically go off of just your gut or your analytics. Like, the coach has to use both, kind of like you guys talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, they give the analytics, and then he uses that information and then makes a decision with his gut based off of that information. Like, you can't just use one or the other.
Right.
And wrong decisions are always going to be made. And
agreed.
The coach is going to be wrong no matter what.
All right, now get to the Stiz is stupid part, please. Yes.
Stiz is an idiot because while Aaron Rodgers is a douche, you cannot use the vaccine things that Stiz was using. The conspiracy theorists were almost 100% right about that.
That's insane.
The amount that the CDC has backtracked.
Yeah.
Why did Anthony Fauci get pardoned? Why would you pardon somebody that did no wrong? That's kind of weird.
Well, because you have an administration, and listen, I don't want to get too political, but you have an administration that's, you know, vowing vindication, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, going after their enemies.
Vengeance.
Vengeance, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot going on in politics that we don't need to get involved with, but if you want to follow, if you get bored with Offset and Diggs, you can follow Trump and Musk, because that's every bit as volatile right now.
That is juicy today, boy.
Friends no mo. And Epstein files.
Like overnight.
Oh, my. It's tremendous. You know what's the perfect example of? I said this to Dan Ball off here. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yeah. Clearly, they weren't really friends or loyalty there.
They were using each other. This was bound to happen.
And now that he's outside of the White House and the reach, Musk is all in on destroying Trump, his fancy bill and everything. Now, he's biased because some of that bill attacks his companies. It attacks Tesla and Hertz. Tesla and those things. But this is the world we live in. We're talking about the Patriots, hopefully number one wide receiver. We know all his dirty laundry because it's on social media. And the president of the United States and the richest man in the world are fighting and having a beef on Twitter.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
Goes on and on.
Such a brave new world. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but I enjoy it. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we need to get to my guy. My guy and the Boston Celtics. I thought for sure Jaylen Brown was going to be leading this team into the 2025-26 season, going to get his chance to shine and maybe lead the team to the playoffs. Figure it out. But now we have some close tight-end insiders that are bringing up trade ideas that involve Jaylen Brown. I don't care for it, and we're going to get to it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, the man with one singular name, Dan Ball.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
With what's trending. That was the first portion of a little bit of Chris Mannix audio on NBC Sports Boston talking about the Celtics, I guess, being open for business. It's, you know, people are sort of opening the cupboard to see what's available, what they want. And this roster, we've had promise, oh, the roster is going to look very different. How deep do the cuts go? So we have Ted. We've talked a lot about Jrue Holiday. There were initial reports that Dallas and the Clippers, I think, were the first two teams that were interested. We've sort of surmised that Kristaps Porzingis. Could be had. You know, other pieces, even Al Horford, who's a free agent, I've seen some speculation. Derek it doesn't White, make sense. A little bit. Derek White, but the top of the food chain in Boston, well, for now, the top of the healthy food chain, is Jaylen Brown. And we haven't heard a lot of talk about that. I said I thought he was going to be here this year because if you lose Tatum, you can't trade Jaylen Brown in the same...
Well, he's the best player on the team, right?
Right now? Well, right. Not according to anybody. Right now, he's definitely the best player on the team.
Yeah,
best,
I don't know.
Healthy player.
Best healthy player, and we'll see when Limpy McLimplimp comes back how healthy he is and how good he is when he loses a step or two and isn't quite as explosive. But Chris Mannix went on to speculate, and I never like... I consider you an NBC Sports Boston guy, by the way, just a quick aside. You're an NBC Sports...
I am.
So when you guys take shots or question things about the Celtics, few years ago, our boy Scal did this. He threw Jaylen Brown into, like, trade rumors for Kevin Durant. And I was like, when green teamers are saying it and they're allowed to say it, that means there's some truth to it. So, Chris Mannix, who I think is a extension of the green team family over at NBC Sports Boston, has some interesting comments about Jaylen Brown.
I think if you're Boston, you know, you're not going to ask for a Stephen Castle. You're not going to get a Stephen Castle in a potential Jaylen Brown deal. You would get the number two pick back in return. You would get some of the pieces you guys threw up on the screen there, the Devin Vassells, the Keldon Johnsons, future first round capital. That's something I'd watch if and when the Giannis Antetokounmpo stuff shakes itself out over the next few weeks.
If indeed the San Antonio Spurs did turn to Jaylen Brown, could you see them putting the number two pick on the table for him?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think Boston does that deal without the number two pick. You know, I think Jaylen's, for San Antonio, worth giving up a player, and you would know this better than I do, but a player that most people talk about as a potential franchise guy in Dylan Harper. Like,
so we're suddenly talking now. Once Giannis smoke clears,
yep.
Is there going to be Jaylen Brown smoke this offseason? Forget the Cooper Flagg thing. We're not getting Cooper Flagg. That's off the table. I don't think that's realistic. I don't think San Antonio, like, that's not happening.
Dallas would never trade.
I mean, Dallas. But
yeah, Dallas.
San Antonio at two. Would you trade Jaylen Brown for the number two overall pick and a player? Chris Mannix says another player. But
if I'm San Antonio, I'm already making the deal. Like, San Antonio, it's obviously no, I'm not. If I don't get Cooper Flagg for Jaylen Brown, right, then I'm not doing the deal.
Then you ride with Jaylen Brown for this year,
yes.
See what happens. Because we need to remind everyone, whatever you think of Jaylen Brown's skill level, where he fits in sort of the hierarchy, is he a top 20 player, whatever. He won the title with Jason Tatum. Like, they worked together, right? The whole, what they going to say now? He won the MVP, but Tatum is the star. That works. You don't know if anything else is going to work. I also think this year's draft is a dramatic drop-off from 1 to 2.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Like, yes, Dan Ball?
I'd like to tag in my good friend Brian Ferzocco, who has a point. You don't want to say it? I'll say it. Go ahead.
Get in there, Brian.
Ted, wasn't your whole three-point stance that you wanted the Celtics to get younger next season?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't trade Jaylen Brown for Devin Vassell, Jeremy Sochan, and the number two overall pick, all of those players being 22 or younger?
Admittedly, I'm not as familiar with those two players you just mentioned.
They're younger. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
But I don't think Ted wanted to get younger just for the sake of getting younger. Like, oh, we're younger. We got rid of our best player, but we're younger. That's great. Plus, you're going to get younger no matter what. When you trade Jrue Holiday, you're going to be younger. When you let Al Horford sign with the Knicks, you're going to be younger. When you trade Kristaps Porzingis, you're going to be younger. You don't need to trade prime of career Jaylen Brown to get younger. Trade the guys who are dead logs on the back end to get younger. Also, while we're at this now, I need to bridge this in a little bit. You want the Celtics to get younger, but when I told you the Red Sox need to get younger because they could win with young players, like OKC is winning with young players and they're in the NBA Finals, you told me you don't win with young players.
Well, I was talking about basketball.
So basketball, you can win with young players. Baseball, you can't win with young players?
Correct, yes.
I didn't know there were sports rules.
Yeah. You were sitting there with Lou and Will Fleming the other day when you brought up your idea that the young players should take over and just start leading the team, and they looked at you like you had two heads.
Well, one rolled his eyes. I think it was Will.
Okay.
But we have a little frenemy relationship.
To Brian's point, I mean, I get – look, yeah, that's a fair point to throw at, but not like all of a sudden we're young – you know, kind of like the Detroit Pistons or what Orlando's been forever. It's not a full reboot young team like that. Sprinkle it in and you make the best point. When you trade Jrue Holiday, when you trade Kristaps, you're naturally going to get younger.
Yeah, those, I don't know the exact numbers, but when you trade he's 36, and you're talking about averages that are down in the mid-20s, you're shaving 10 years off that number.
Do you think they talk to Jaylen and say, like, for Jaylen Brown to be considered in a trade, I can't imagine the Celtics doing it behind his back.
I hope not, because they already have a weird relate. Remember those reports about, like, there were calls where, like, Brad was talking to Jason but not to Jaylen, and, like, these, like, cell phone calls.
And Joe is a JT guy, right? So I just think you got to be very, very careful with that. But
yeah.
I think Brad Stevens would be – like, dumb to just completely make Jaylen Brown untouchable. You should take calls on him.
Yes, but they have to be like, knock my, it's like your house isn't for sale, but your $500,000 house, somebody walks up with $1 million and says, I want this house for $1 million. You go, well, it wasn't for sale, but for double what it's worth, I'll take the $1 million. But there's got to be few and far between. Because the other issue here is you can get younger, you can do whatever you want for 1 year. And then Jason Tatum is coming back to the Celtics. What do the Celtics look like? What does he see? Does he want to come back to a team that is all these young players?
Nope.
Like, he's now in the prime of his career, coming off an injury, so he might not quite be ready to carry the load. So I'm sure he'd like to have his comfortable Robin with him, because everybody tells me they work well together, right? Jaylen Brown, we used to want to divide him. Oh, you got to break him up. They don't get along. But now they told us they get along well together. Doesn't he want to come back to the guy he trusts to be his running mate and not, I don't know, three young players that Brian Ferzocco likes and some number two overall pick? Yes, Dan Ball.
It's going to be a little bit of a different dynamic, though, no? With Brown having coming off of a season where he is unequivocally the number one guy,
yes,
he's going to have a little taste of, oh, this is what life as the Batman is like. So I'd wonder if maybe there is as much chemistry there in 2 years as there was before.
100%.
I think there's so many questions. Brad Stevens, to me, has got a very difficult job. Like, and what Chris Mannix is basically saying in that audio is, the Celtics got to decide which path they're going to take. Blow it up, you know, and kind of really, you know, take a couple steps back, or just kind of, here's a guy or two, and not do a full overhaul. If you think about it, 2 years from now, that's a long time. I mean, is this team going to have Al Horford? Is it going to have Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis? My guess is no. So it's going to be feel like a completely new team. I can only imagine, I can only see a scenario in which Derek White is the only guy really starter still maybe possibly here other than Jaylen Brown.
And Jason Tatum's going to come back to that. I would think of, remember when Doc Rivers left because, quote, I don't want to go through a rebuild or whatever, so they traded him to the Clippers. I can't see Jason Tatum wanting to go through a rebuild, bridge couple years, especially coming off an injury. I do think that's going to be a factor. He's not necessarily going to be at his best of best levels coming right back. And he's playing with young guys. But the flip side is also 100% part of this discussion. What does Jaylen Brown act like when he has been the guy for a year? And let's just say they have a good enough year. They win 40-plus games.
I think you're still a play-in team at very least.
So you're in the playoffs. They get bounced, whatever. But he,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Whatever. He did his job. Then you get to next year, the year after, and Jason Tatum is back, and they're drawing up plays. And normally Jaylen Brown's like, it's JT's time. But now maybe he's like, bleep that. Dude's limping. You seen his shooting lately? I was fine by myself last year. Maybe you get to these Pippen Kukoc. Remember when they had issues when Jordan was gone and they like who the guy to get the ball, get the shot at the end would be?
Is the Golden State Warriors maybe an example or a blueprint? You know, when Klay Thompson got his injuries, I know it wasn't Steph, but they kind of had to manage their team. Like, they were a great team, and then they lose one of their best players. It wasn't their best player, but it was still, you know, Klay Thompson a few years ago was the man.
Yep, Hall of Famer.
And so they kind of just tried to bridge it until he got back, and you saw how that worked out.
Yeah, I mean, they went through a pretty significant roster churn, but in the process, they did get a bit younger in their complementary pieces, and they still look like a pretty good group. I think I'd be curious to hear what a package would look like. I'm not ruling out that move if... Sorry, Andy. I'm not ruling out this move if you can get a team to drastically overpay who feels like they're one significant piece away, and then you put the pieces together for Tatum's return in a year. Because you have one championship with these guys, and you can't take that away from them. But the roster was so unsustainably talented for that year that I don't think you can say, oh, these guys are successful together as a duo beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Well,
I agree with that.
I mean,
that's true.
They've been to the Eastern Conference Finals. They go to the playoffs every year. Not the ultimate success, but they've been successful as a duo with various complementary players around them, good players through different plans of eras.
Yeah, but when did it finally all click? When you had a roster that was unsustainable and leaps and bounds better than everybody else.
Sure. Yeah. No. I would also, if we want to be really true, when all the other team's best players didn't play, that's when it all clicked.
That is kind of
right to the finals.
Yeah.
That helped. I'm with you. Brad Stevens, they keep calling him a genius and the best in the business and all these things. He's got an interesting to-do list.
Something just came in my head. This might be JB for Giannis straight up.
I wouldn't do that because I hate Giannis.
Okay.
But I think you'd have to consider it. Now, what you'd have to also consider is how long do you have Giannis for? And how does he blend with Tatum coming back off it? So this year, I think you'd be fine. You'd probably be better with Giannis. Giannis is an MVP caliber player who scores 30-plus points a game. So you'd make the playoffs.
Stylistically, he's so the exact opposite of what the Celtics
like. Which maybe would be good. Maybe that forces you into sort of having a plan A and a plan B and having some sort of change-up opportunities offensively. But also, he's not getting any younger. He's older, right? He's older. And then he can opt out of his contract. Does he stay? Does he like playing with Tatum? He doesn't play with Tatum this year, so next year he plays with Tatum. There'd be a lot of moving parts. That feels like a super team move. That
it's not the craziest thing to think. Like, if you just think Giannis is like way out of Jaylen Brown's league, I'd say not so fast. I think Jaylen Brown is a better defender than Giannis and a better shooter.
Are you playing my side of the street here?
No. I'm just saying, if you think all of a sudden that's a dumb trade. For the Bucks, I would say not so fast on that.
Yeah, Giannis is a great player. He's an MVP caliber player. So that comparison there for JB, like, he just has the awards and he won a title sort of as the guy. The team was built around him. But I agree with you. Giannis is not as great as people make him out to be, and we've seen his weirdness play out in recent years as they've lost, and that weird press conference about losing isn't failure and there's more to life and these different things. But the flip side of that is, Dan Ball, while you're talking about trade offers for Jaylen Brown, I picture Jaylen Brown driving around Boston listening to this show and thinking, here we effing go again.
It's true.
I won you bums a title, and then Tatum gets hurt, and I think I'm going to finally get my chance to lead the team, be the centerpiece, and you people are talking about trading me. No wonder he's never happy here, because you people have never truly embraced Jaylen Brown. Just me. Just me wearing his jersey to the beach and on the boat. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Bob in Belmont. What are your thoughts on these JB trade rumors, Bob?
I'll tell you what my thoughts are, Andy. I don't mind your disrespect for Tatum, but your love for Brown is misguided. If he's your number one, even on a bad team, that team's never going to win a championship. And don't feel sorry for him. He feels slighted. He's the highest paid, was the highest paid. He's, I think, a 15 to 20 ranked player. Probably most people in the league would say 17, 18. Tatum's a top five player. I don't think I can stand watching next season with him trying to read the defenses, dribbling the ball off his feet, and he doesn't pass. He's a good player.
All right, Bob,
that's
thanks
a
for the
great call, Bob.
Oh, he doesn't pass? How do you get 12
sticky.
Assists in a must-win game?
Oh, that's one game.
How do you get 12 assists? Yeah, it's weird. He somehow got 12 assists.
How do you do in that?
When, when Jason Tatum was
going to hurt.
I was going to make a very inappropriate comment about Bob and watching next season, but I'm not going to make it.
Andrew!
I am not going to make it. I said I'm not going to make that comment. Bob,
strong,
appreciate
man.
The call. Love your
anytime,
love your anger and angst toward me. That's what we do. We have different opinions here in sports. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, we touched on it a little bit earlier with Tom Curran, but Drake May. Drake May, just how good is Drake May? How good can Drake May be? Chris Sims is doing his quarterback rankings, and I think Chris Sims may have some doubts still about Drake May. So a little Drake May bounce back second season talk here on WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Afternoons. That was Chris Sims on Pro Football Talk talking about Drake May, the second-year stud in New England who, no pressure, but you need to make the playoffs because great quarterbacks make the playoffs within their first two seasons. No pressure. You have no wide receivers to speak of unless Stephon Diggs can get off the boat and back to full health in time for the season. Your offensive line is a work in progress. Your coordinator is new. Your coordinator is trying to figure out what he wants to do with you.
Not new to football or this team.
No, but new to you and this this version of this team and this structure of this team. So Drake May, is he ready for the expectations that are going to be placed upon him? We talked about Mike Vrabel expectations, Patriots expectations, but what about just the quarterback who is going to lead the way for those other expectations?
That's what a lot of Drake May believers are banking on.
Yeah,
and
like
I'm
you?
One of them.
Yeah.
I'm banking on it. I mean,
although
I just,
you subtracted a half a win, was it,
I did
for
a half
the
a
slow
win.
Start?
Because of the Stephon Diggs information.
Yeah.
So they're going to win 9.5 games at this point.
Okay.
We'll readjust as we go. But I guess it's just when you – Chris Sims knows the position better than anybody. He just makes it look – if he doesn't look like he's trying that hard. And the definition of a pro, I've always said, is you make the hard look easy, and he makes it look easy. Now it's got to turn into wins, right? And there are bad decisions. But as far as just playing the position, did it look like Mac Jones quarterbacking in the NFL was easy to him?
No.
It was like for him to throw a deep ball, it just looked like he had to throw everything into it to get – that's not Drake May. So it just – for people that have been watching the game for a long time in that position in particular, it just – or your brain is telling you, your eyes are telling you this is a special talent and that should ultimately lead to wins and perennial powerhouse year in, year out – because of how easy he makes that position look.
Because it's the most important position in all of football, any level of football. If you get the quarterback, usually you win more, right? Usually you have a chance to compete for your division or the playoffs, whatever level you're at. And that's been one of the knocks on him, is the comparison to, for example, Jaden Daniels, who his last 2 years, he goes to LSU, boom, blows up, wins the Heisman. They're awesome. He's awesome. Goes to Washington, blows up. They're awesome. He's awesome. They're in the NFC title game. And then they go to Drake May and they go, so you're supposed to be similarly skilled as Jaden Daniels, yet you petered out at North Carolina. I think you were playing in probably the Fenway Bowl, or no disrespect to the Fenway Bowl. We love our friends over at Wasabi Fenway Bowl. But you're playing at that, and then you come to the Patriots. You don't even win the job, or you kind of win the job, but you don't get the job out of camp. And then when you start playing, you don't really win games. And people are trying to say, well, if he's got all this talent and quarterback talent equates to wins like Jaden Daniels does, why doesn't Drake May's quarterback talent equate to more wins?
That's I don't have that ultimate. I mean, I can sit here and tell you wide receivers. I can tell you the coaching was bad. I can tell you the offensive line was bad. So, you know, nobody wants to hear it. The defense was bad, put him in bad situations last year. So I'm going to tell you this. After this year, the excuses are done for me with Drake May. Mm-hmm. So I give rookies a little bit of a pass, a little bit of consideration. And when you factor in, I just don't think he had good coaching. I'm sorry. I mean, Alex Van Pelt is probably a good coach, but the whole infrastructure of the coaching staff I don't think was that good. Along with the position groups that he had to work with, terrible in my opinion, that he's going to get more leeway than he would otherwise. And so I'm not going to hold him to the same standards. I think Jaden Daniels was just surrounded by better supporting cast at all levels. But this year, that's done. This year, Drake May has got to show me how talented he is by winning football games, not by that beautiful touch pass he threw that 9 round on the corner is going to be. That's not going to impress. And then, you know what? You could almost hear when we have Curran on the last couple of weeks, where you hear guys talking about at least the first 2 weeks when they saw him not have good performances. It's almost as if the spectacular, brilliant plays he has doesn't matter as much when you see him throwing interceptions.
Right.
Right. So I was able to just look at last year and go, holy crap, did you see that throw? That's incredible. But he threw an interception. Yeah, but did you see that throw he made? That won't be the case anymore this year. I will hold him to a much higher standard than I did last year, based on I just think he's got improved wide receivers, minimal, but improved. Offensive line, minimal improvement. I think the coaching staff is a big jump up. So I should see that in his play and in the wins and loss column.
So all first-year quarterbacks throw interceptions, almost all of them. I know Jaden Daniels, there's certain outliers, but for the most part, I don't care what level you're at. When you start for the first time at that jumped level, you throw interceptions.
Yeah.
You also, if you're good, you make plays. And there's some sort of a balance. You get the wow plays and the wow, that was a dumb play kind of plays. The second year, if you made it to the second year, those plays need to grow and the interceptions need to shrink. And I think that's where he's going to be. I do. I'm a believer. I think you're taking the weighted bat off. That's how I would liken this. Last year, he was warming up with a weighted bat and then actually had to go to the plate with the weight still on the bat. He had no receivers, no offensive line. You're right. Alex Van Pelt, love him. Nice man. Mean it. Do I think he's a great NFL offensive coordinator? No, I don't. I don't think that was a fair fight most weeks against the defense. But now you have the fourth overall pick at left tackle. You have Stephon Diggs. You have Mike Vrabel. You have Josh McDaniels.
Like, yeah, Kevin Williams. Running
the excuses
back,
are gone.
Anderson.
They gone.
First
Go
three
win.
Picks were offense.
Now, I guess the question I would ask you, if Drake May had gone to LSU 2 years ago and Washington last year, would he have won as much as Jaden Daniels?
I would think he would have won, yeah, a lot more.
More?
Not more than Jaden Daniels. More than he won here.
Okay, okay. I was going to say, wow, yeah, he's winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's tough. I think part of what I think they put parameters and restrictions on Drake May where they didn't with Jaden Daniels. Well, what do you mean, Tegan? Jaden Daniels was running all over the field.
Right.
And that was a huge weapon for him to offset the lack of talent he had. They did not want Drake May coloring outside the lines last year. And so, yeah, I'm going to say, I don't know if he would have won 12 games like Jaden Daniels did last year, but he would have won, I think, double digits.
And the last suck-up thing I'll say, if you want to get the Homer horn ready, you can. We talk to Drake May every week here once he started playing on WEEI afternoons.
You guys are buds?
No, I wouldn't say we're buds. In fact, I'm not sure he likes us. But
Andy sat too close to him, and then he never came to set again.
He sat too close to me, and he never wanted to sit next to me again on the leather chairs. He did not like the leather chairs. Put that in the if we interview him, we have to interview at a desk, so his legs are covered or something. I don't know. He's got some weird thing. But I thought he answered all the questions in a tough spot really well. I thought he did the off-field stuff dealing with not starting, then starting, and Jacoby Brissett, and the line stinks, and you're great, and how do you lead, and Alex Van Pelt, and do you want to run more, and they don't let you run. I thought he nailed all of those answers, and that's what the Patriots thought. I don't remember his North Carolina press conferences, but you remember the Patriots said that? Like, every time at North Carolina, they lost, they tried to get him to throw the line. He does all that well, and I think that will help him coming into year two, when hopefully all of that stuff becomes
well, part of the
easier.
Job.
Right.
That's part of the job.
He's the face, the voice, the everything about
throwing. Can I throw in one more quick thought?
Sure.
Real quick. The one thing I do wonder is,
you want to ask Curran about Belichick?
Nope. Sorry about that. Geez, Tom. But no, appreciate the answer. Is the what's like the perfect system for Drake May? Is it the West Coast? that he was in last year? Is it the Kyle Shanahan system? You know, what is that exact kind of system fit? I'm not sure I know. I feel like he could be great in all of them, to be honest with you.
Kind of, too. I'm not sure West Coast would be the best because I don't know that his accuracy is elite. I think it's good.
Just so you know, you have an offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniels who's kind of just does a little bit of everything.
Amalgamation.
Right. And then you have the passing game coordinator who is from the Sean McVay tree.
Yep.
And then you have the quarterbacks coach that is from the West Coast offense from Cleveland.
Yep.
So you have a lot of different styles of coaches on that offensive side, and it's going to be interesting to see how they all blend it.
The McVay one is interesting. Sort of some of the wide zone stuff, some of the boots, the play action, deep shots. I can see him doing all of those
really well.
And that's one of my concerns, actually. I know you said Diggs maybe, but we've talked about the best throw he has is the deep ball down the right sideline. Who's running the deep ball down the right sideline? Is it Kayshon Booty, who arrived out of shape? Is it somebody else? So we'll see. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson. We're going to talk a little Red Sox because Ted Johnson was the voice of reason, not optimism, yesterday after that walk-off 11-9 win. He slept on it. We'll see if he feels a little bit better about the Boston Red Sox moving forward, or is there still some trepidation heading into this big series with the Yankees? Ted Johnson talks Red Sox next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.